But I want to talk about that process when you guys, you know, he had the idea and then you had the finishing elements and you guys got together and basically trying to, it's only YouTube, but there's so many roles that need to be filled, like casting, directing, editing, you know what I'm saying? Like, how did you guys decide who, I mean, delegate the task between you two?
I'm gonna say we just kind of naturally took to the roles that we both naturally are good at, and not trying to, me not trying to act and take his role, you know, reverse it, you know, and so ain't no conflicts. Yeah. So we're not having those ego fights of I'm trying to do what he does best and he's trying to do what I do best. We kind of like let the expert handle it. And we put in a little input. Right. You know, I give him some input. Hey, man, maybe you need to do this, but I ain't gonna tell you how to act. You know, you the actor. And I think that when you have partnerships, that be the conflict. Mm. When you have two heads bumping, trying to do one task that the other probably really should be doing.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it just flourished. I mean, our cast grew, doubled. Yeah. We triple doubled our cast. And the energy, when you add more people, you add more energy. Mm-hmm. So, and like I say, just letting people do what they naturally do best. Mm-hmm. And trying to let, you know, and let you be, you know, great in your role. Mm-hmm. And then that's what really got us to California. Mm-hmm. You know, our whole team, everybody couldn't make it, you know, but people still played their role, you know, even though they knew they wouldn't get on the plane with us. Mm-hmm. Their role still was being played, you know, all the way till we got here, you know, the whole route.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's really what creates dynasty championship teams when everybody, you know, is secure in their role. Mm-hmm. You know, they're okay being the person that they are and they can lend support wherever else is needed. Mm-hmm. You know, I call it the Caribbean mindset, you know, as Caribbean, you know, that mindset is, you know, you got 15 jobs, you're going to play whatever role is necessary to make sure that the job gets done.
Right.
And
the bills stay paid.
Yeah, and the bills stay paid. And nobody's losing, you know, and that family concept in the Caribbean family, everybody's working. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's pitching in. And when you have people that are like-minded in that capacity, you can't help but win. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't help but be successful because, like, for me and him, we have a concept of not letting the ball drop. Mm-hmm. You know, so if like even with our films, there were times where he had a whole lot on his plate to where there were certain sections he couldn't edit. Mm-hmm. So because I know how to edit and I know how to do those things, boom, I took on that role and I said, all right, give me this, let me blah, 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 you know, and then we then pinged it back off of each other to make sure we were cool with the work, that it was where we wanted it to be together. Mm. You know, it wasn't all right, bro, this is it.
You know? That's
it. And so we stayed and checks and balances are key too. Mm. You know, making sure that we're bouncing it off and we're really good at making sure that we talk it out. You know, I mean, talk it all the way out. Mm-hmm. Cause, you know, like he said, I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, he realizes he's not perfect. Mm-hmm. But when we talk it out, we work it to a perfect place to where we can now move it forward to the next thing. And so that was really key and important as far as when it comes to this type of thing. So team players are important. Everybody understanding their role and being willing to pick up the pieces wherever and never let the ball drop.
Yeah, no, I agree. And definitely no one man should be above the crew and everyone knows their role specifically and is playing that role to a T. You can't help but win. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, because egos could be a big, it could deteriorate the whole plan. It's killing, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes that becomes a conflict early on when it's not even necessary.
Especially in this industry.
Yeah.
Because you need ego to even wake up in the morning in this industry. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to have a certain amount of
confidence
and balls.
You feel me?
To do the stuff we're doing. This is ambitious stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we from the South, way on the other side of the United States.
Bottom of the map,
You know, and we hear like, what up?
Yeah,
with our chest out. Like, hey, where is that?
Right.
And you know, and so you have to have that ego. You gotta have it, but you gotta know how to check it. Mm. And like, you know what? Let me sit it down. We're going into the meeting. Put the ego, leave the ego outside. Mm. We're going to eat lunch and talk about how to get it done. Mm-hmm. You know,
no, that's a fact. That's a fact, bro. Like I came out here from, well, I came from New York originally, but when I had the dream to come to LA, I was in Florida. I was in Tampa, and you know, I drove out here. It took me 5 days, but I knew when I was coming to eat. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't coming back. You know what I'm saying? So. Trust me, I feel you. Like, even when you said you get out here, like, yo, where it's at? Like, you got to out-hustle the hustlers out here. You know what I'm saying? So, I get that, bro, to a T, man. So how'd you come up with Agent X? Because that was your brain, baby, right?
So, Agent X, it really came about, it was a lot of talk about a black 007. Mm-hmm. And they weren't going to do it, you know? And I was like, well, why, as filmmaker, why are we waiting for someone else to cast us as a secret agent? You know, let's build our own secret agent. You know, build our own story, our own franchise, because Agent X is a franchise. Mm-hmm. You know, cartoons, comic books, graphic novels, you know, maybe even video games. Mm-hmm. You know, you never know where it ends. Was getting a cast for an action figure.
Yeah.
And we're gonna really
Humble gonna be an action with the Kung Fu
Girl. And it's really like saying that, hey, we don't gotta wait for Hollywood to have positive black images. We can make the positive black images.
That's a fact.
And it's an independent. We don't have no big brother, you know, tapping in on our script. Mm-hmm. We want it to end like this. It's gonna end like, you know, we're gonna end on top. Mm-hmm. You know, and we're gonna stay on top the whole movie. We're not gonna have you know, those little glitches. You know, it'd be little glitches in the story. Like, why they put that there?
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
Exactly.
Because somebody put it there.
Right.
You know, Big Brother reached in like, no, they got to die. You know, y'all can have the most fun you want, but at the end, they got to go down.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to ride off in the sunset. You know, that's my philosophy.
Right.
We're going to write stories where we're going to ride off in the sunset. You know, like when we did Drops. Mm-hmm. They rode off in the sunset. You know, that was intentional. You know, and it was intentional because we don't always have to be on the losing end.
Right.